character of Ed Plus. He's the guy who's taken on the mantle from Keith, and through him the vision is continuing to expand and grow. So come and speak to us. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm really thankful with God to be here today, especially when I saw these pictures and yesterday. I feel moved because I saw the picture of Oscar and Mariela and David when they was youngsters, and I say, well, God, thank you for this 25 years, and it's my I have been involved almost 23 years now, and it's part of my life. And when I think in the work of Education Plus and what we do, and I read the Bible, especially this psalm, I can see all these 25 years in these words of the Bible. I want to share with you 3 points about these psalms, very important for us, and I believe so important for the people who was involved in missions or in the church, helping and serving in everything, in the Sunday school, or in music, or with the clubs, or wherever you do. These psalms is relevant for the Christian life, and was relevant and is relevant for us in Education Plus too. Sorry, I'm not the coach, but I want to talk about these 3 points. The first is the way of the providence of God, how this providence is constant during our life, and the comfort who this providence, goodness, and mercy offer to all the Christians. And the first part of the sound, the verse 1 to the 5, we can see the basic of the providence of God. God always will provide all the necessary for the believers, for their sons, for his sons, as us. And when I saw the past, and sometimes we experiment very struggle times with lack of money, lack of time, the crisis. Do you remember the crisis in 2008? I was really scared because the salary, because the our incomes were reduced to do the camps, to do Bible clubs, to run the program. And we always was in this how can I explain it, with this feeling with fear of the future. And one day we say we receive money 3 days in the end of one camp. We run the camp, the boys' camp, and we receive $3,000 on Friday for the next week. And we was thankful and say, well, God, maybe the next time you can show up with more time. And do you know what is the answer of that? This year, somebody gave us £10,000 in March for the next camp, for the next camp season 1 year later, in the next January. and God's provide always. Well, the first point, this providence gave all the necessary for his sons. Okay, the first is he gave. You can follow the sound, but the first is the rest. Don't be in a hurry constant all your time, but you can rest. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Okay, give us protection too, comfort. He guide us. For me, the most important is the verse 4. It's company. He walked with his sons, with us, with the believers. We are not by ourselves. We are with the good shepherd during our travel, during our trip, during the days, every single day. And Jesus tell to the disciples, do not worry. And he say, look the flowers, look the birds. They have enough, and you are more important than the flowers and the birds. But it's difficult. But it's difficult for the human beings. Don't be worried, especially when we have our human eyes and look only the darkness of the situation. When we saw only the crisis and we don't see the blessings of God. When we see the blessings. Today I saw the blessings in the morning with these 6 children, because I know where they from, and I saw them, and I'm feel blessing for them, and now they're in the Sunday school, and it's very important for us, and sharing, and maybe when they come back to Costa Rica they want to attend church, because now they know the church, not only the Bible club but church too, and this is the blessings in our life. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3 said that God bless us with all the spiritual blessings, and when I read this I make this question in my mind, and I said I need more than the whole God blessing. He gave us everything, especially his son. And this for this reason the all the believers feel this confidence in their life to continue. The second point that I want to share with you is this goodness and mercy are constant. It's not depend of my complaint in front of God every day, like the town, like the people in Exodus. In Exodus 16 and 17, the people start complaining with Moses about everything, about the water. We don't have water. We don't have bread. And they remind this parties with beef, and they start complaining. And what was the answer of God? Provide them. Provide water from the stone. Provide manna from the heaven, and even the birds, but not depends of my complaints. Depends always of the God's mercy in His time, and we did learn this lesson during the past years. We always try to push in the past tried to push the incomes, or tried to find with our own force, with our own strong, with my contacts, and try to talk with businessmen or with companies, and try to push them to help us with our needs in Costa Rica. And the answer was, we don't have money in this moment to help Education Plus. Sometimes was because we are Christians. Companies don't like to help openly a Christian organization. One time I visited a guy in a organization, and he said, "Well, maybe it's better if you don't say you are Christians. Maybe talk about the sports, talk about the education." And I said, "Well, but we do pastoral visits and Bible clubs, and obviously we help with the rest, but in the end we didn't receive nothing about this, nothing from this company, because we was Christians." And 2 years ago, the government promised to us a grant to run the youth camp. 7,000 dollars, US dollars. And 15 days before the camp, they decide don't give us the money. And well, I say, I did call the lady of the camp, and I said, Silenia, we can continue with the plan. We're going to cancel this youth camp because we don't have the money, and it's 15 day left, and we can find $6,000 in 15 days. But God do it. In 15 days we receive $7,000, enough for the youth camp, not from the government, but from God, directly from God. I received an email from Germany. A volunteer who lives in Germany sent me €2,500. Somebody from England sent us £500. And a Scotland guy in Costa Rica gave to us $1,500, and the rest. And we have in 7 days we have the whole money. I was worried in the beginning, 15 days, and we don't have the money. Okay, we have to cancel. And the camp is a Christian camp, and they offer us an extra discount. 45% discount for this activity, and we complete the whole. It's a miracle, a mother miracle for us, and I always feel shame in front of God because my lack of faith. And when I read the Psalm 23, I have to remember is about God, it's not about me, it's not for my strong, it's always Him provides. You don't see the sheep, la oveja. You don't see the sheep here preparing the table, okay? You don't see the sheep talking and say, "Look, we're going to these pastors," okay? It's always God provides, always. Psalm 37, verse 25, this said, "The riches forsaken, or the children begging bread." I never seen the riches forsaken, or their children begging bread, and we are the children of God. And never begging bread. He always gave us the necessary things for for our problems, for the problems, and for the real life. For us in education, plus for me it's a testimony being here celebrating 25 years without money. Always God provides. We don't have a great bank account, or we don't have a heritage from somebody to give us and start this organization. This organization start with people like you giving a pound here and another here, and say, well, we have this commitment. I will send this money for, I don't know, 20 years or more. It's commitment. It's part of the providence of God. And my last point is this: this goodness and mercy always offering or give comfort to the Christians. For me, is a great comfort. Feel the God's care through His providence. Bad news. The bad news follow us everywhere. Even in Costa Rica, we are worried. We are concerned about the economy. We are concerned about the security, this insecurity things. We are worried about for the the employed, all these things, and these children are worried in their same communities, in their own communities, for different things. Maybe you here in England are worried about the Brexit, all the Brexit situation. And yesterday I received a newspaper in the high street about from the Brexit party, and I thought, well, it's a deal, it's a situation here. Okay, everybody's talking about, but the Bible, this psalm finish with the verse 6, and say, even the bad news or the crisis follow the human beings. For the Christians, they are follow for the goodness and love always. You can read in the verse number 6. It says, surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. All the days of my life. And this offer to me consuelo es comfort. It's offer to me comfort every single day, because I know I will receive everything that I need in the God's providence in their own time, because in the right time. Yes, in the right time. Thank you. In the right time to continue. To continue. And this is the reason, I think this is the reason, because Jesus said, don't be worried. Do not be worried. Look the birds and look the flowers. You have always flowers, you have birds, and think about them. You are more important than the birds and the flowers. Okay? Just don't be worried. Looking forward to the God's kingdom. And this is our comfort, and this is our vision for the future. Looking to God's kingdom, continue in working in the with the program in the shantytown, with the children, but with the faith that God will provide. Part of this point is we recognize the God's providence through the church, through the Christians, and it's the way that God used to be providence to the others. For us in Education Plus, we are the God's answer for many families. Families like Oscar or Mariela, for these children, we are the God's answer for them. And people like you, and people from the church, the people of the Church of Jesus Christ, are the answer for the missions, are the answer for the needs in another countries. I'm very happy when I saw this your work with La Pizarra is con information. When I saw all the information in the wall here with badminton clubs, Chinese club, foreign missions, and with SAT7. This organization SAT7 and the new couple in Vietnam, I feel very happy because the Christians are around the world doing different things and with confidence in the God's provision, and the God's provision is a security for our life. And I want to finish just to say that this thank you God for your providence, thank you God for the church, and thank you God for all these 25 years and for the next ones, because He promised in the Psalm that His goodness and His love will follow us the rest of my life. Amen. Let's pray.